Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 17th of November and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And we start this week's 3D Thoughts with breaking news. And you heard it here first. Well, probably second if you read the Financial Times this morning. But apparently Facebook has begun to develop a new office version of its social network to rival sites like LinkedIn. Apparently the EFT says that the company is preparing a new website called Facebook at Work, which allows users to connect with contacts and talk to colleagues. It will look very much like Facebook, apparently, but will actually allow users to keep their personal profile separate from the work identity. Apparently, Facebook actually refused to comment when they talked to Financial Times. They didn't comment to us either. But again, the social network is more than 1.35 billion monthly active users. Is obviously looking for new ways forward. As Mark Zuckerberg said, we have a long journey ahead. But get ready, you heard it here second, Facebook at Work. Idea two is to do something about this. Apparently, disengaged employees are costing the UK £15 billion. I'd love to know how they actually do the calculations. But anyway, it's due to presenteeism, being there but not being productive. Research by Ipsos surveying 10,500 employees in open plan offices found only 11% of workers in open plan offices are engaged and inspired at work. 63% are disengaged and unmotivated, and 37% describe their workplace as stressful. And the big issues, apparently, are lack of privacy and unwanted distractions, their number one complaint, with the average worker being interrupted every 3 minutes. At least you can get to listen to this without being interrupted. And only 50% feel they're able to work without interruption. And I think one of the things I've seen is that what successful businesses do is they allow and encourage and even legitimise people to create time to be alone and to think and work strategically. Whether that's creating a room where people can do this, actually letting them to get away with these stuff, or actually legitimising and allowing people not to be interrupted and letting have a signal that does that. What are you doing to encourage and allow your people to be alone when required? And idea three is to do this. Apparently, UK's business leaders are actually starved of customer intelligence. So as a result, they're relying on gut instinct to make crucial decisions. Again, another report suggests that 36% complain that the business lacks the customer data they need to make timely decisions. And 81% want access to allow better access to customer insight. 72% of growing business leaders said that many decisions are made based on gut instinct alone. I have to say I've worked with a lot of leaders where I actually think gut instinct is right and it actually works. However, why not create some of your own customer insights by maybe asking some simple questions? Here are five questions you could ask your customers this week just to start creating conversations and get some information. The questions are, why do you buy from us? What do we do that particularly impresses you? What do we do that particularly frustrates or disappoints you? What one thing should we stop or start doing? What one thing should we never stop doing? These won't give you all the magical answers. What they might do is create some conversations. The important bit then is to do something about it and act on the results. Have a great week now. Bye.